If you have a medical condition that causes bleeding, you should use
Gordon's Delicious Bite-Sized Corn Kids. Bite-sized pieces of kids. Resistible. Whether they're your kids or not.
Additional rare but serious side effects could occur.
From PR News in Washington, I'm sobbing and pleading for help. Thousands of Californians are being warned that Bob may have stolen their bus service.
The state has a law to warn them when Bob's in Modesto.
Bob's bus service took effect today in Samoa. The governor has declared a state of emergency. The Senate is expected to vote today to raise the fines for allowing PR News in Washington.
We have enough trouble with the younger generation today without having it encouraged by
the Self-Genius Hour of Slack.
There is nothing the matter with
the Self-Genius Hour of Slack
that I can see.
Then perhaps you're
Bob.
Now wait a minute.
If that's the kind of entertainment you're planning to present, there will be no
Self-Genius Hour of Slack.
Hey, let's stop at this ranch here. Looks like a pleasant place. Maybe we can...
Just get out here, another fist.
Look at the. There's some people riding out.
Down the street here.
They're on horses.
I think it is the nearest sheriff.
Uh-oh, I don't like the way he's slapping that big club into the palm of his hand.
Fishing rod.
I don't like that skinny little redneck that's Look. Got the giant gun next to him.
And the cattle prod in his other hand.
And that little boy wearing a clan button.
That guy's half fish.
He's got a noose with 13 knots in it.
I don't think us northern liberals should have come down to this little southern town, guys.
Well,
it's too late now. Show them no fear.
Well, I guess we're just going to march right into that Mayberry lunch counter then, huh?
That's right. Yes,
just
move
down
our
and
pie.
Has to be served
boy,
just like
cut
all
hair,
the
huh?
humans.
Now, men, the first rule is obey
the Self-Genius Hour of Slack.
Secondly, if you're wise, you'll begin rehabilitation.
Prohibition, yes or no, Gid Tenors, Skillet Liquors, 1930.
Say, fellas, see that fella coming down the road with that black coat on?
His name is Mr. Stadenko, and Mr. Stadenko is a narcotics officer.
Well, he's the fella that made a speech last night at Hogwaller on Prohibition.
Yeah, I guess he's coming over here to talk to us about all that.
Green, leafy substance.
Let Mac talk to him. He'll get him told.
How do you do, gentlemen?
How do you do, sir?
I heard your music and thought I'd come over and talk to you a while and possibly hear some more music later on.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, hit it!
It's my intention to make a talk on prohibition and the evils of
marijuana
at the town hall tonight.
Well, when we first seed you coming up the road up there, why, we had you figured out to be a
narcotics officer.
From your looks,
I guess you've noticed in the papers that the wet party is trying to bring back
pot. That's right.
Joint. Reefer, man.
Yes, reefer.
Well, if it's ever been gone anywhere, I'd love to know where it's been.
Oh my God!
Why, we've had prohibition for the last 15 years.
Well, we ain't never heard nothing about it up here on this mountain. We've been making and selling
Lebanese blonde hash
for the last 60 years.
I can tell right now that you're not a prohibitionist.
A what?
A prohibitionist. Are there any prohibitionists in this part of the country?
Dave's not here!
I see you don't know what prohibition means.
No, never heard tell of it.
Prohibition was a law that was passed for the good of mankind, restricting the making or selling of any kind of...
Acapulco gold!
No, it's Michoacan, man, Michoacan!
Home guard!
Yes, you slick britches politicians is always getting up some kind of newfangle to make life more miserable than what it is.
Oh, man.
And you call that prohibition law a thing for the good of mankind, just taking all his privileges away. I don't call that very good.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I know one thing. It's you're talking too much anyhow, and you ain't been invited up here. And furthermore, you're butting into the music. So, boys, come on and play us another little tune now.
Don't Bogart that joint.
Why, brother, you know the name of that thar tune the boys is a-fiddling?
I don't believe I do.
Well, that's the new national anthem.
Hey, this is great, man.
Well, gentlemen, the amendment says that anyone that violates this law is a criminal and subject to punishment and imprisonment.
Officer O'Malley, the FBI, you're busted!
Well, what's the biggest jail in the United States?
Sing Sing Prison.
Well, is it big enough to hold everybody in the United States?
Why, certainly not.
Well, they better start billing them one that will if they expect to enforce that law.
Oh, I don't think everyone violates the prohibition law.
Maybe not, but everyone on this mountain has for the last 60 years.
Hey, well, let's get started, huh? Here we go.
There's no use talking, brother. You can't prohibit nothing.
I'll have to bid you gentlemen goodbye. I hardly think it'd be worthwhile to make a talk on temperance in this neighborhood.
Hey, man, I gotta hang up. There's someone pounding at the door.
What are you supposed to do, man?
Well, I guess we read him a page out of the right book that time, boys.
And our first contestant today on Let's Make a Dope Deal is former head of the philosophy department at Harvard University. He is the holder of a Ph.D., an M.A., a B.A., and is a B.M.F. besides. Would you please give a big warm welcome for Bob?
Bob?
What a happy sound.
Bob?
Is the happiest sound I've found. You may clap, rap, tap, clap.
Bob?
Makes the world go round.
Yes, dear friends, that was Reverend Chains Smirker did that very last little bit. But before that, the Cheech and Chong prohibition business was by a new contributor, Reverend Sud Sana of the Chinese Liberation Clench, something like that. I can barely remember anything, friends. And yet it's the amino acids in the background right now. And now we're going to go back in time to a little bit of D5-11 Winter Star of 2003, where we were talking about the subject of tonight's show. And after that, we'll go back even further in time to Media Barrage number 3, the classic Subgenius album on the subject of sex, sickness, and slack.
See, this was all a very sudden thing. This LSD history guy was going to be here. But believe it or not, somebody who writes books about LSD flaked out. Didn't make it. I could tell you all kinds of history of LSD, except that I can't remember any of my personal history of LSD, except in the most theoretical way, you know. Like, yeah, I remember I was with these guys and we did that and we went to a concert, but that's not anything that I remember. I remember all these other things that you can't even say.
Ex-child star Sally Leroy, 24, vegetarian, mystic, acid head.
The kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when his knees get enough starch back in him so he can stand up and empty his pockets, you can bet he'll turn out a stick or two of marijuana. And you can double your money he'll be holding a sugar cube or a cap or two. So don't you con me with your mind expansion slop. I deal with kids every day. I try to clean up the mess that people like you make out of them. I'm the expert here. You're not.
Really? When's the last time you were asked to appear on television? I am the new way to go, the way of the future. I can't begin to fill all my personal appearance requests. I'm not just news, my friend. I make news, big news.
So did Judas.
The way of the future. The way of the future. The way of the future. The way of the future.
You know what God says the end result of vile affections is? He says you're going to become so perverted in your lifestyle. Hear me. You're not simply going to smoke cigarettes and inject needles into your collapsing veins. You're not simply going to guzzle down alcohol, but you're going to be so depraved that your women are going to begin to make love to women, and your men are going to begin to make love to men.
I'm just not a coffee lover. I think what makes folk need to be taught about coffee is because some people drink it religiously. They have to have it. They can't make it without it. They build their life around coffee like a drug addict does. And some folks build around RC and coke.
People gonna think you're spaz.
I remember the first spike that I sank in my vein, the warmth my body felt, the peace in my brain. But then it took $2 a day to get me high, but my habit increased, so sick I could cry. Nights I prowled the streets with one thought in my head, just to get money for my fix and then return to bed. It started me on my road to crime, caused my loved one sorrow.
Peace so great, let him prove it. You know, it was
you. Hold your next question, yes. Just a moment. We'll come right back, ladies and gentlemen, to Mr. Lynch and Mr. Greenwood after these words from our sponsor.
I don't mean to interrupt. I'd like to mention that some of you young people might be especially interested in our novel and quaint gourmet's drug culture here in the future. First off, you can try our atomic dirt. It's very organic. Some of our more rowdy and dissatisfied teens will inject only once, of course. Pure cancer for that indescribable three-week death rush. We have a disease called communicable stupor, or the drug bug, a contagious hallucinogenic state which passes swiftly from one person to another and makes them happy, whether they want to be or not. Always a thriller when unexpected.
Wow, Bob, wow.
Now, brains, come and have a cup of coffee.
Damn good coffee. And hot.
Mixed with alcohol, it merely deadens certain nerve inputs to the brain.
Oh, well, any decent blend of scotch will do that.
Yes, yes.
Ah, yes, his head's been ripped off. I'll get you another.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
By Sko Auslander.
From PR News in Washington, I'm criticized for criminal activity carried out by PR News in Indian-administered Kashmir.
For PR News, I'm flattened by helicopters and planes because several hills still had heavy freezing Srinagar in New Delhi.
Simply dicks on the table.
Bob now has the right to remove a feeding tube from brain-damaged PR News in Washington.
Drugs don't blow minds. People blow minds. Drugs don't even have minds. They don't have nervous systems. They don't have lungs and hearts that'll stop from doing too much central nervous system depressants. They're like guns. They're just inert, cool things. And how you use them is up to you. Unfortunately, it's also up to the cops.
That's a little rough. And that doesn't sound too good to the polished ears of the liberals and the modernists, so they soften it down, you see. And of course, they would read that verse, "Let God be true and every man be an untruth in a measure to a degree by chance, in my opinion," they say. Uh-huh. Yeah, let's soften that because somebody might get offended. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the Bible says, "Let God be true and let every man be a liar."
Oh, let Bob be true and every man be pea-shy, friends. Some Media Barrage number 3 there, our new old Subgenius album. But now, friends, I'm going to play some more Tom and Joe. This particular song by Tom and Joe, which is coming up, is about lettuce opium, that standby of head shops in the 70s. They actually used to sell something called lettuce opium that was supposed to get you high. It was supposedly made from lettuce, and it was this black tarry stuff, and if you smoked enough of it, well, anyway, this song is truly pure, my friends, pure 1967 yellow barrel sunshine.
Those nasty vixens,
Control. Why did the music just stop? I mean, it just completely quit.
And that was Tom and Joe, the amazing Tom and Joe with their song Lettuce Opium. You can get more information about Tom and Joe only by emailing Tom or Joe at this email address. B-D-B-E-R-C-U-L-O, that's B-D-E-B-O-R-C-U-L-O, B-D-B-E-R-C-U-L-O at yahoo.com. And now, friends, back to the old subgenius truth in the album Media Barrage, number 3, Sex, Sickness, and Slack.
People have took uppers and downers and lowers and every kind of a pill and every kind of a drink, and these fellas go out and turn these bottles up. You know what they're doing? They're looking for something that'll make them have a high feeling. Oh, I want you to know, you talk about a high feeling, I've been high on Jesus for 39 years. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm getting higher and higher all the time. And one thing about this high that I've got, I want it, don't give me no illusions. Amen. The high that I get on is a reality. Everything that I see is real. That's reading the blood came. Now, you need to make up in your mind. Otherwise, quit playing with God.
You're in for a shot. Yes. Go to some of the schools here in Irving and watch the kids take out their little vials of liquor and put it in their orange juice. Or go to some of the classrooms that one young lady told me that the marijuana that they smoke right in the classroom is so strong it makes her sick. What do you think about that, friends? You want to do something about it?
Someone said to Barry McGuire, said, all you Christians, you're all the same. You all been brainwashed. And Barry thought for a moment. He said, yes, that's true. But you sinners have been brainwashed also. The only difference between you sinners and us Christians is that us Christians, we have chosen to wash our brains.
The current Love Burger situation is getting out of hand.
Praise Bob.
Praise Bob.
Praise
Bills, 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 bop, bop, bill, bop, bill, bop, bill, slack, bop, bill, slack, bop, bill, 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 bop,
bill, bop. Open the Eucharist waste material chamber.
Frop, frop, zippy, frop, frop.
Just like you see on the Uncle Bob Show.
Frop, frop, zippy, frop, frop.
Learn to cough like Captain Drummond.
Bob, give me more pills, please. If you could just send 3 more of those pills, I'd feel a whole lot better. I just took the last one, Bob. The last pill. I need some more for the next year.
Oh, yeah, now let's talk to him. Come on, Bob.
Same drugs. Bob, we're friends too. If you're for real, show us some stuff. Show us amphetamine. Cut us some amphetamine slack, man. We need to get off.
Okay, amphetamines. I want some nice turkey hash.
Really? Okay. Hash, opium,
Chinese
amphetamines.
Well, Bob, why don't you come through for us?
Please.
If you listen, Bob, now's your chance. You're worth millions.
Send us drugs. We're depending on you.
LSD.
I know the man by Mr. Fletcher in Dallas, Texas, and he's a good man, except that he don't buy me two glasses of pitcher's beer. And I said, I love you, boy, and I'm going to tell you, if I can't whoop him, I'll go down.
All right, man, he's a woman. He's going down. Miracle wisdom coming through from all the little things. We want people to know that the Patriotic Subgenius Church has no age barriers and no limits. And we've saved many friends that were in the bondage of alcoholism and drug abuse and homosexuality and lesbianism. We've taken them in, and now they're making more money than ever at it.
God will not put up with it forever. No, no, He'll do something about it. And dear child of His, if you're living in a home where there's sin, where there's cursing, where there's swearing, where there's alcohol being drunk, and where there's drunkenness, where there's all sorts of wickedness, God will help you. God will help you. If God has to, He'll smite the cheekbone. He'll break the teeth of those that are coming against you.
And the ones who escaped from your assembly line, the rare ones, you called them delinquents, weirdos, hippies, pillheads, freaks, potheads. You tell them they're sick. They know better.
Behave yourself, because the law is looking and booking.
But the Holy Ghost is God's authorized detective agency. The Holy Ghost is God's high sheriff that has come to restore and get back for you, bring back to you those things that the devil has stolen.
Freeze. All right, hold it right there. You're under arrest. Okay, spread them. Get your hands up there. Okay, now you.
He'll be in town. He'll be back.
You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to a court-appointed attorney should the need arise if you find yourself without counsel. Anything you say may be held against you, and probably will. You have the right to one telephone call. You have the right to order a large pepperoni pizza should the need arise and you find yourself without pepperoni pizza. You have a right to wear checks with plaids, but only in cases where you are not wearing stripes.
Yeah.
You have a right to borrow money from a loan shark or concurrent Saturdays on Tuesdays if bail is not safe.
Up
if a
October.
Bond is posted, you may waive this right. You have a right to
Dead
wave and whistle
dance.
At police women in long skirts
Christmas.
And leather hose, weather permitting. You have a right to exercise
the days when
in prison,
I can spend
a
Christmas
light fruit
in a
salad
zone.
With safflower oil mayonnaise and a glass of Perrier water with a twist of lemon peel. You have a right to play golf with the other inmates on Saturdays and unlimited sauna privileges. You have a right to a literary agent, should your prison novel become a merchandisable, bankable property. If you have no agent, a court-appointed representative will be provided. You have a right to a selection of gourmet foods, low-calorie, prepared with great skill by our institutional chefs and food service personnel. You have a right to a choice of coffee or an after-dinner liqueur. You have a right to an after-dinner mint. If you do not get a mint, a court-appointed after-dinner mint will be provided. You have a right to a full facial treatment, tanning machine session, and mayonnaise full body massage. If you desire a milkshake will be provided by the court. All right, take them away.
Yeah! Okay.
And that was Dr. Howell, my friends. The good Dr. Howell on KPFA with Puzzling Evidence in the olden days. And thanks to Phineas Narco for preserving those particular cuts. And now back to Media Barrage 3.
I never forget when I was young, 25, and a male hustler. I remember being beaten up by this entire fleet of Marines. They just tossed me like an old volleyball over the net, back and forth, back and forth. So my body was bleeding, bleeding, but I had come 87 times in 5 passes over the net.
Pretty good indication of all
wow,
the wonderful people
that
are out
That's
there.
That's amazing.
And it's a pleasant ending to kind of
it
a sad situation.
Is.
One of those endings that we look for but so rarely find in this business.
That's-
and the dance of the freaks widow.
All right.
That was a bitch over in the corner fucking herself with a cane. When the bitch started to get the feeling, down from the ceiling fell the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Father, I pray for every last man and woman, boy, girl, right now.
I'd like to bend her over.
Oh, you luscious monkey woman, you. Take this banana.
But Dr. Drummond, we can't fuck them. We're reverends. We're ministers.
That's right, son.
The Church of the Subgenius.
We must abstain.
And you know what they really want? They want Bob to fuck them.
That's right.
But God, if they only knew.
The burning hot steel tool of Bob. What kind of woman could take him?
Well, he's got
one. Where did she live?
In every state. He finds them. They must be they must be mutant women, you know, to be able to handle it.
They've had transplants.
Over women.
Yeah, they've had a
over womb men.
Steel sleeve put up there.
And I was so excited. And I was so turned on. I just wanted to find out where the devil was, and I wanted to go beat him, go get him, and just beat him up. I mean, I just wanted to preach so bad. And I preached all the way home in the car, and I said, devil, wherever you're at, you just put my name down, because I want to be one of your top candidates, because I'm going to do more to hurt you than you can ever dream of. Man, I tell you, I was turned on. And I went in, and I stopped at this grocery store, and I went in there. And I got my cheese and I got my bologna and I was standing in line and there was about 8 people in front of me that had their beer bottles and their wine and everything. And then I looked behind the cash register and it was just row after row after row of filthy magazines. And something came all over me. I know what it was. It was the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost came on me when I looked at the magazine.
And I said out loud, I said, this makes me sick.
Think evil. Do evil. Be evil. And of evil will carry you to the shores of paradise.
That's evil and I love.
I'm going to be preaching to you, preacher.
What do we know about the beyond? Do we know what's behind the beyond?
Pastor got to tie
it up. And some of us hardly know what's beyond the behind.
Would y'all get mad at me now? Everybody knows we come here every year, so they put a program on in the church to tie you
there
up.
No.
And love and...
God says it's a sign of the times. When you turn your back on my truth, your society is going to be given over to this corrupt lifestyle. And God says that it's corrupt. And I don't care what any psychiatrist... a sociologist, I don't care what any political leader says, I don't care what anybody in America says, God Almighty says that homosexuality is an eternal sin. It's wrong. It's as wrong as adultery.
Submissive to government, submissive to masters, so on. Likewise, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands. In other words, put yourself under the authority, under the headship of your husband.
God's coming back for a Holy Ghost, power-packed, soul-winning church that's going to be taking this world by force by the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to see literally millions of Christians. They're going to march through the streets. We're going to preach on the television, on the radio. We're going to start controlling society because we're tired of being pushed around. And I'm tired of the devil lying and stealing and cheating people's lives. And the only truth is our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are not going to hide. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to be pushed around, but we're going to stand up for righteousness and stand up for godliness.
To make these Christians into a political force.
They don't want us involved. Let's tell them we're not listening to them anymore. We're going to be involved. If you think our solution is political, you too have been deceived. Don't you commit yourself to some political party or politician. You commit yourself to the principles of God and demand those parties and politicians align themselves with the eternal values in this book. And America will be forever the greatest nation on this earth.
It isn't going to take Ronald Reagan 3 years to learn about the godless, aggressive nature of communism.
Over the last two or three decades, the federal government seems to have forgotten both that old-time religion and that old-time constitution.
Someday they won't get you. Now you must be free. The times they are a-telling and the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. You're the savage war. The 1980
I suggest to you, friend, it's time for a change.
Will this patriotic Christian zeal carry over into political action?
Someone to blame us, someone to follow, someone to shame us, some brave follow, someone to rule us, someone not be. Won't you be brother, be brother?
Bob says, you'd pay to know what you really think.
I believe that God can put you in the right place at the right time to hear exactly what you need to hear.
So, if you would, send us your dollar.
Send your money in on the double. Don't worry, it's a deductible. Well, see, you get just as much as a double. Put your hand.
People today, they have jungle music. Over the radio, they twist their body like they're in some kind of sex act. You say, well, that's plain, but that's no plain what you see on your television every day. And that educates the young people. And they have this jungle, perverse music, this music that's perverted. I believe all music should belong to the Lord. But the music they have on these records that you buy down at the record store, they're made by devil worshipers. You can take those records and run them backwards, and you can hear Satan talking on there.
Now, the electric prunes for Fox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Fox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the wah-wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Fox wah-wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar.
And it's pretty spectacular stuff that we're putting out here, really.
So Bob is the one that will give us the inside information that the aliens are coming, be in position to power, and all this.
Bob can make you survive the coming econo cataclysms.
Now, a lot of people do not realize how many people involved in the rock and roll conspiracy are also involved in your church. And one of them I've heard rumors about was Graham Parker. That he was.
That's right. Graham Parker is real big. He's been ordering much more literature from England than we've ever gotten a request for before, and he's been distributing it. He's one of our biggest exponents right now.
Devo, on the other hand, is vehemently anti-Subgenius. Those guys feel that we're moving in on their act. We're
That's
stealing
right.
their fans because they're just entertainers, whereas what we're doling out is true cosmic wisdom.
They stumbled across little bit of information and they haven't proceeded to completely delve into it yet, but I think that's why they feel an infringement.
It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Fox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier.
He's a liar. The demon is a liar. He will like to confuse us.
Oh, I'm feeling it, friends, but the rock and roll bands that the young people listen to, we've had testimonial letters from people who are once demon-possessed, the lead singer for Kiss, or the AC/DC band, Mick Jagger. That's who he is, Mick Jagger. He wrote us, and he said what so many say, so many in prison, so many lost individuals everywhere. He said, I was in the power of what can I call it but them, is what he put it, them, he didn't care whether it was the green energy demons from the fourth dimension, the UFO people, the men in black, the CIA. He didn't care who it was.
The man,
it
was, he had been on the road for 18 years straight with the band and recording, etc., doing nothing but being in the rock and roll business and taking drugs and drinking very heavily. And
friends, he had everything money could buy. Everything money can buy, but he did not have slack, friends. He had not an inch, not a minute of slack, not a mile, not a little tiny, not nothing of slack. I mean, it was meaningless to him. He'd learn about it, he'd read about it, but it never was real until he learned what the power that could do for him. And he'd tried all the drugs, and the demonic sex music they'd do, and the young tiny girls and fat boys that they'd find out in the special
Arab
markets, and the young people, and finally he came to Bob, and he wrote us, and we have his amazing testimonial. And friends, it says Bob's servant for life, for afterlife, and for before life. And he said, I'm going to spread my seed. It was in the P.S. He said, I'm going to spread my seed. And
huh? Okay, kids. And there's for all our little poppy pals who sent in those dope letters. Here's a little thing entitled Swingin' All the Way. I dig my parents on Paris Day, cause we swing all the way. Here, kid. Let's pick up the music. Crazy. Do you like it, Bob?
Yeah, man, like everybody moves.
Elvis is back. Good boy. Better than a World War V. Elvis, how you feel?
Jesus, I never felt better. That damn army boy like to beat this jet.
Watch, we're on the air, Elvis. Right, come on. Whew. What'd you do over in Germany?
I told them krauts, by God. I was one of the king rock and rollers, and I told my lieutenant and the general and everything. I told them to kiss my elbow.
Well, Elvis, I'm sorry. I see your language is still limited.
That's right. I don't care. I got $5 million.
Well, you'll never record for capital. I don't care. I got Moon Company.
I put silver dollars in the machines in Vegas. Silver dollars. Don't know Roy Jean. There's my agent. He's an idiot.
From PR News in Washington, I'm investigating drugs from drug companies.
In this case, to deal popular painkillers. The panel voted nearly unanimously that grass is safe to sell.
Beyond fully functional, Archbishop Leonardo Sandri will deliver on the Pope's behalf.
In a surprise today, police in Wichita, Kansas bind, torture, and kill. PR News in Washington.
You with the dreadlocks, would you put your hands in the air, please?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Move away from the car. Move away from the car, please.
Yeah, but that,
just move away from the car, please.
But Mr. Carl missed me.
Turn around slowly.
Okay.
Turn around slowly, thank you. Keep your hands in the air. Thank you. Just a routine check here. Okay, now bend.
Officer, that's...
That's
uncalled for, officer.
Hey, just keep your hands in the air, pal. Now, reach, stretch for your ankles. I want to call the precinct and have them all come on down here.
Yes, amazing. Bring them all over. Bring the whole precinct.
Nah, my friends, that was Gary Gabrogue, friend, on the show, being arrested with the caller. And now back to Winter Star 2003.
Message is... You know, some people think that we became more intelligent from eating other apes in the early days of early man, Primo Anthropocus, that our ancestors became intelligent from being such mean badasses that they cracked open the skulls of their dumber fellows and ate their brains. Terence McKenna teaches us, no, it was the apes that ate the mushrooms who became more intelligent. I think it's, actually, it just makes me hungry for brains and mushrooms. But you know, now we're stuck with they're maybe Alzheimer's is a good legal high. My mom is not in bad spirits. She sees movies that the rest of us don't get to see. She tried to convince us of a movie she'd seen that my brother had made. And finally, my brother had to go, I didn't make that movie. It was part of your dream or something. And she went, her response was, well, all I can say is you people are missing a damn good movie. The more I thought about it, well, you know, they say your reality is what you make it and so forth, so maybe it's a good legal high.
Leary compared it to good Colombian marijuana.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I have practice. I keep all those notes. I've got tattoos on my chest that read backwards in the mirror, the whole business. So... But you can get high other ways besides eating beef or waiting until you get old or whatever. Preaching is not a bad way to get high. Now, I'm not doing it now because my doctor told me not to, but many preachers, you'll notice, preach with this cadence, and they go, Bob, it will give you slack, and you will have so much slack, it will be like a... Well, if I don't want to keep going because I'll get too high. It's the high of hyperventilation, and I swear, I know from experience that it really works. The preacher gets so worked up, he's breathing like that, it you know, probably, God only knows how many brain cells are sloughing off to the side as the oxygen is being deprived. But he sees a clearer and clearer picture of God and the city of heaven and Jesus. And next thing you know, everybody in the audience they're getting with him and they're getting high and they're preaching and they're breathing like that. And God himself walks into the room wearing his Sunday best, friends. And that is what religion is all about, I guess. It doesn't happen in subgenius things very much because we don't have much faith. I was thinking yesterday about how if I got cancer, faith healers wouldn't be able to heal me. But I'm one of those people that if I was charged enough by the hospital, I might have faith in that. $50,000 to cure your cancer, I wouldn't have enough faith. If I was $100,000 in debt, I might well be able to beat it, you know. Yeah, I have that. $100,000. They couldn't be lying about that. Those are the easiest lies to believe, I guess. They say.
Fiery the angels fell. Deep thunder rolled around their shores, burning the defiance of all.
It's not an easy thing to meet your maker.
What can he do for you?
If only you could see what I've seen.
I want more money.
If only you could see what I've seen with your eyes.
It's not an easy thing to meet your maker. What can he do for you?
If only you could see what I've seen with your eyes.
What seems to be the problem? Death.
If only you could see what I've seen with your eyes.
And to make every repair be made.
You were made as well as we could make you,
but not to last.
If only you could see what I've seen with your eyes.
I've done questionable things, also extraordinary things.
Revel in my time.
If only you could see what I've seen with your eyes.
And to make every repair be made.
You were made as well as we could make you,
but not to last.
If only you could see what I've seen. Your eyes.
Nothing the god of biomechanics wouldn't let you in heaven for.
The light that burns twice as bright burns half as long.
And you have burned so very, very brightly, Roy.
If only you could see what I've seen. Your eyes.
You better get it up. I'm gonna have to kill you.
Well, you notice Bob's pipe is not exactly clenched within his teeth, but actually meets his clenched teeth. His teeth are all the way together. You can tell by inspecting the smile.
It's his turn.
Well,
so we can lick chicken wings.
From PR News in Washington, I'm unfair to low-income single mothers and others.
Democrats lost their jobs last night. The BBC's waiting in line outside a health clinic near a crowded market. A defense attorney is said to be eating regularly and sitting in an armchair. In Washington, the Senate is orchestrating the $11 billion accounting fraud at PR News in Washington.
We have the store attendant bending over and grabbing his ankles, and we're photographing the area.
We're talking to the kitty. We're trying to find out from the kitty just what happened.
Stand by one. I'll check where I'm going. Stand by, over.
Well, maybe Sharon can explain all this.
Yeah, after the suspect's been over, okay, now put the lawn over the law into the rectum. Okay, now pull out the...
Oh, no, that's not how it goes. That's
no,
silly.
No,
that's not show.
Not right. No.
Silly's got it.
Bob's in combination with LSD will make warp noids out of all the current Love Burger situation is getting out of hand.
Praise Bob.
And she came up to me.
She was in the Navy.
You're on drugs. She goes, I know you are. She goes, don't. She goes, I know what you're going through. I've taken drugs before. And then she.
And then 20 of us
tackled her. ID in my face. And like she had these two guys with her. She goes, don't worry, Linda. We're your friends.
Get out, you bum. We don't want your kind in here anymore.
Now I'm trying to get me a job feeding chickens and washing down hogs, but that meant standing up all the time, and standing up to me is just like dying. I'm so lazy that I could cry, but tears are just too lazy to fall out my eyes. Lord, 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 I'm so messed up.
This next song was originally Funk Zookie, and now it's called Opium. Prozac, coffee, marijuana, I don't know, it's all out there. So this song's about opium.
Is the den of opium. She sees a bishop is overdressed. She can't see the cardinal's shoes. I bet they're blue suede too. All the leaders, great and small, hide behind the velvet wall. She is the deepest water that runs within the smoke that's been known to slay the mightiest of men. All the leaders, great and small, hide behind the velvet wall. She is the deepest water that runs within the dam of opium. I'll be out. left with her soul intact. She never kissed the fascist lips. She did partake of the poppy wonder and escape before the blitz. All the leaders, great and small, hide behind the velvet wall. She is the deepest water that runs within the depth of Albion. Albion. Albion.
A little bit of Thelonious Bosch there, recorded live at Starwood. If you want to know more about that band, Thelonious Bosch, check out www.omnium.com, omnium.com. And now...
From PR News in Washington, I'm the mother of a juvenile murderer. A Wichita man warns that most police float around in a balloon without stopping.
He said Pieg took a refused request to test for a request refused.
PR's unsolved murder case is up 15 at 2067. Interpol officials have created a special task force to investigate PR News in Washington.
Friends, Fernand and Andy Lemur did that and does the PR News. You're listening to Hour of Slack number 986. With the amino acids in the background. Much of the show is from the old Subgenius album Media Barrage 3. And you can learn more about the Church of the Subgenius from www.subgenius.com, also known as Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio. We're coming up on show number 1000, friends, and we'd like to get your testimonials written, emailed to stang@subgenius.com or mailed to our P.O. Box, or recorded and sent as MP3s or a CD or tape or anything, whatever, you know. We can handle everything up to holocubes. But now, friends, that preacher was talking earlier in the show about how the devil talks backwards on these rock and roll albums. And, well, he talks backwards on weird noise mixes, too. In fact, all of the following is made from one tiny short little clip of yours truly sort of coughing or snorting. And yet, if you listen on FROP, you will hear the devil talking backwards on this cut. This cut by my band with Princess Wee, Pooh Water Towel. Station personnel may just want to fade out from this, and in so doing, save their listeners' very souls.
The demon is a liar. He will like to confuse us.
And when they crossed me yesterday, he asked, "In your cabin, my own, if you're careful, it gets me." You can take those records and run them backwards, and you hear Satan talking on there.
And now for the internet listeners only, the great Bob Ridgely. Praise this Bob.
My tongue had been completely scalded by this hot breath of the St. Bernard that used to come down. He was the leader. He'd lick me and lick me. Years later, in a gay bar, when I was the proprietor of a gay bar and we had shows at night, the same St. Bernard came in. He's covered with shit. He had this terrible accident to his lower bowel, and then it exploded. I forgave him. I forgave him on the spot. Gave him. Big hairy devil. We went together for about 3 years at St. Bernard. He died in my arms. Just panting and carrying away his huge, huge hair-like penis. Drooping down. I have it mounted now, chromed. It's in a shadow box in my den. Perhaps you'd like to see it. We'll play a game on my Brunswick pool table. And you can stare hard at my St. Bernard penis there I had all. Of course, some of the chrome is eaten away and the foul growths that have emanated from that flesh spot have just come like a staghorn fern, just kind of growing out of the shack or shadow box. It's an interesting display. Some local medical students come over every 3 hours and look at it. I get so turned on, I have to relieve them. It's a privilege for an 87-year-old queen to just suck them dry. Of course, I faint by the third cock, but what's the difference?